Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is good and mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord loves us and He's always working on our behalf. And I thank God that He is. As the days go by, I consider the work of the Lord, how He's working things out, how He's making things go. And I want to know what I can do now while I'm still on earth. You know, the last hour in Jesus' parable was the greatest revival. Now is a greater time, it's the best time to be drawing near to the Lord in worship, in praise, and in word, drawing near to know Him. Drawing near to do His will, drawing near to Him so that He can give you the best orders of your life. This is where we can make the greatest difference. This is where things can come together. I thank God for all the years He's helped me to minister to other people. But now is the time to really pay attention to Him. And I thank God that people are hearing Him and having dreams and visions. And I thank God for all of them who really hear His voice with the intent to do His will. Every soldier and every soldierette, every one of us has a purpose. And nobody's purpose is to be underestimated. We can do great things now if we will. And the Lord has a plan in place, and He's doing things. And the things He's made me aware of is interesting. But the more people get saved, it changes the course. You know, I used to wonder, I said, Lord, when Your return, You keep telling me that Your return is imminent. And prophets prophesy about things that's going to happen. When a prophet speaks something that's going to happen, that's like where, you know, that's like the Lord saying, this train is going to crash. But the people on board the train, they start praying. And now they know to get off if they can. Or they can pray and change the facts. That's what prayer does. It changes the facts. Henry Groover talked about the Russian-China invasions. He had three dreams of the Russian invasion. One of them had included China and Russian soldiers together. So this was back in the 80s and early 90s that he had these dreams. And I remember A.A. Allen had the same sort of dream or vision. And Henry Groover was not a person that wanted to deal with prophecy, but that's what the guy gave him. But if you look at the big picture, you know, with God, you learn to look at the big picture. The Lord gives somebody something that's so important. But he put it before the audiences of Henry Groover were people that were dedicated to know God. People that listen to him, listen to his videos, go to attend his services wherever he was invited. And all over the world, people that would listen to him, they wanted to know how to be effective. Because he was a very effective man of God, because he followed God. That's what happens when you obey God. Things happen that's just off the charts. Well, these are the kind of people that would pray and change the facts. By obeying God, he was able to delay the wars. And wars, you know, in the Old Testament, Israel had a war on average of every 40 years. Sometimes a little longer, sometimes not quite as long. But most of the time they had a rest for about 40 years without war. Now, in my time on Earth, in this country, they legalized abortion, and that will cause a war like nothing else. When you murder innocent children, it weakens our hedge of protection. When you sin, when Balak wanted Balaam to curse Israel, he gave him a clue. He said, "There's no sin in Israel. There's no whoredoms." In the next chapter, you see Balak was so desperate that he caught it. He had the whores of Moab to entice the men of Israel to set up a snare. You know, for years I wondered, what did he, it didn't, in the dialogue, it didn't look like he did anything wrong. But he taught that king how to curse Israel. When you have a desperate enemy, you have to be wise in your ways. And we do have a desperate enemy, so we have to be wise in our ways. We can't let things slip. We can't let things. That's why, so when the Lord teach me something, I can't share. I can't share it with anybody. Some people will take things and make a mess with it. Some people will take God's knowledge and try to use it for evil. To do whatever they're doing. You know, they had a problem in Jeremiah's day. Prophets would steal the words and act like God gave it to them and make a mess. This was in the days of Ezekiel and Jeremiah. The same thing that's going on now went on then. And there, I've noticed that when the Lord teaches something, there are some ministers he'll cause me to forget it, to keep it safe. I'm saying these things because it can happen to you too. Everybody's not on board with God. Everybody's heart is not pure. And God, he wants his knowledge, he wants revival knowledge to be given through people who have his heart, not people who are half-hearted, and not people who allow the world somewhere in their life. You know, there's a lot of pastors into pornography now. He's not going to do a great revival on them. He's not going to give them revival knowledge. It's just not going to happen. The knowledge it's going to take to go for this generation is going to be on people that have pure hearts. It's just he don't want people with them pure hearts representing him anyway. And I say that because of Isaiah chapter 6 and the fact that he blinded Israel. And Paul wrote about it also in Romans. People that loved idolatry and the evil ways of the world and Baal worship, he excluded them. He blinded their eyes, made their ears heavy, made their hearts fat. They had no love for the word. So when Jesus came to his own received him not. He didn't want people of that caliber representing Jesus. And he still don't. And then in Revelation he said if they don't repent, he's going to move that candlestick out of his place. He's going to give revival revelation knowledge to people who have his heart only. So when I think of myself, I said, Lord, if there's anything that's not like you, it's got to go. I've been confessing that for the last 3 or 4 years. Everything that's not like Jesus got to go. See, anything you harbor or deal with that you didn't, you know, anything you may not, sometimes you don't think about it. Some things are wrong, you just don't think about the after effects of it. Sometimes it's movies, or it could be songs you like, anything. Things you excuse. I don't want nothing there that's not like Christ. And then this year I started confessing that. I said, Lord, I want all of my life to be worship. And I started confessing that and praying that. So you can confess it and you can ask God for the concepts you want. I said, I want every part of my life to be worship. If it can't be worship, it can't be part of my life. I want everything to work. And this is another problem that I've noticed, that people don't, I wish more Christians would delve into the concepts of God's love and with the intent to love everybody, just like Jesus loved them, according to 1 Peter. It seems to me that most people, they want to hold on to whatever they're angry about. They want to think about their problems and what other people are doing that aggravates them. They'd rather think about that than the living love of God. They'd rather live below the snake line than rise above it. If you love God and you walk in His love, you soar way above the snake line. You go where Satan can't go. You go into the throne room. You live from there. I prayed and asked the Lord to teach me how to live from the throne room. Because when I'm in God's presence, I feel like I can do anything. I feel unstoppable. I have that relentless love. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I feel more alive. I want to live like so that I can go in God's throne room wherever I want to. I don't want to have to prepare. I want to be ready to go in His throne room at any moment. That's what, you know, the rapture is God's throne room coming to you, basically. And when He returns, what are you going to be living like? Who are you like? What will you be watching on TV? What will you be laughing at? It's important. It's important. God loves us. And He wants us to do things His way. He wants us to do right. There's so much people are missing out on because they refuse to walk in the Jesus kind of love. Peter teaches us to, this is a requirement. If you're going to be part of this last hour revival, you will be walking in the living love of Jesus. It will be important to you. It won't be accidental. Or God will just go around you and get somebody that will. Because He's not going to give, He told me this, He's not going to give revival knowledge to people that won't do that. And now is a day that we must hear Him out, hear what He has to say. God loves us. And He wants to do some things in our lives that we've never seen before. And God is good. He's going to do some things with somebody that will hear Him. The Lord loves us and He cares about us in every way and capacity. And I want to see Him move in our lives. I want to see things go like they should go. Because God is good, folks. And His mercy endures forever. And the people that come in these days, they're gonna pattern themselves after what they see. If people come in the kingdom of God and they see people walking according to the love of God. They'll pattern themselves after that kind of love. And they'll do what God is doing. But if they see chaos and confusion, they'll pattern themselves after that or leave and go back to the world. All these things have happened. That's why it's so important to hear God out. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.